Ah, auch da funktioniert. Auch da funktioniert, aber in dem Center, auch da extensions. In dem Center Gomba und auch da extensions ab zu South Washington. Leading to his house up there, in Malaysia, as well as the Sultan's in Singapore, there's house. Often here, up here in my room, often there. No challenge. All these offerings make charity to every helpings, every hungry ghost, every animals. Every human being, every Asura beings, every Asura beings, every intermediate beings. If there's no motivation generated, bodhicitta generated before, then purpose of my life is to free the numberless entanglements, numberless helpings, numberless hungers, numberless animals, numberless human beings, sura, asuras, and metaphysical, from all the suffering causes, bringing enlightenment. Therefore, I must achieve enlightenment. Therefore, I'm going to make offering all these offerings. to the group of Dharma Sangha, the Mary Fields, on behalf of the together, on behalf of every single helpings, every single hungry ghost, every single animals, every single human beings, every single Sura beings, Asura beings, intermediate beings. this way, then every sentient being they receive merit. all the people, even human beings who are suffering of poverty, lack of merit would come, so they get merit. Those who have life obstacle need merit to have a long life. And those who are sick need merit to be healthy. Those who have difficulties in business, they need merit to have success. Those who have relationship problems, they need merit, much merit to have peace and happiness, their wishes to be fulfilled, wishes for happiness. those who need to meet perfect qualified guru, they need merit to find a guru. Those who want to receive teachings, they need merit to receive teachings. Those who are desiring for realizations, they need merit, so much merit in order to have realizations. So this way, we're doing puja for all the sentient beings, for every single sentient beings, every single insects, animals, every single human being, including your enemy. Yeah. We're doing puja, the Christ merits for them. Where there's a lot of violence, they need a lot of merit to have peace. offer all these offerings with the nature of infinite bliss. All these offerings here and in my room there, and all the offerings in the Santa Gomba, the nature of infinite bliss, across house, Washington, which the what's called Amitabha Buddha Pure Land, the house, all the extensive offerings there. These other places. With the nature of infinite bliss now. to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. all the gurus. Yeah, the merit field, all the gurus. By meditating each of them, say all the Guru Dhamma Sangha, all the Tantra Sutra traditions. First, Japan Field, it was all of them. Generated from Brisbane. Oh my God. Love you. 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 For all these offerings, offerings in all the appendices in Tagamba, which is incomplete, in my life there, and there's what is up to solution to know those different places, which is incomplete. To the Guru Krishna Rupali, the whole. Generous invitation. Process of unclear about them. Now, make all these offerings. Towards all these offerings. Towards all the comparison, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and the essence of the virtue trying from all sides. Prostrate from the other is all of them. We offer all the offerings starting from here. That which are nature in different places, offering all the offerings in different places. That which are in different places, which are nature of infinite bliss. Towards all the 10 directions, statues, stupa, scripture, all the objects. Including here, with the relics here. Sign from here, all the 10 directions, all the objects. There was in any universes. By maintaining the essence of what's trying from outside. First, the two pumps, it was all of them. Make all the offer all the offerings here and all other different places, in all the Epimus Center Roma and all other different places, which are naturally been blessed. Specifically offer to the medicine Buddhas for success. Shri Kaba, Buddha spirit karma, so that one can instantly fulfill the wishes of all sentient beings. Happiness, Brahma self. As well as charity, so that one can generate great compassion, to be able to take full responsibility to liberate sentient, all the sentient beings from the ocean of samsara suffering, Brahma self alone, as good as possible. Fermented the essence with the virtual shine from the side. Generation in progress. May all the offerings offer all the offerings here and the appendix in the Kamba, all the sections offered, which are actually in Pimpis, and all other Pimpis in my room up there, and up to South Washington, those sections offered, which are actually in Pimpis, and the leading to South of there, there are some South there in Singapore, all the sections offered. Offer. Towards all the holy just in India. If there's any gurus there, so Tamil should be sure. Oh, maybe in Russia. So if there's any gurus over there. Plus the transfer that was all the hardest within India. Make all these, all the offerings here, all the offerings here, which are to make in bliss, all the extent of offerings, all the attempts, all the different places, offerings in all the different places, which are to make in bliss, of art, was all the horizons, it was in Tibet. English Adibhuddha, the most precious one in this world, and predicted by Buddha himself, blessed by Buddha himself, which is a Lhasa temple. We are meant in the essence, he's not a Dalai Lama. Cross the Chupantra, that's all of him. Now, all these offerings, starting from here, all the rest of the offerings, which are mentioned in bliss. All the holy observers in Nepal, including most precious object. The crystal, natural crystal stupa, manifestation of Buddha's holy man Dharmakaya appeared in the lake, which is inside of that mountain. The most special in Kathmandu. Wish filling, all impressed wish filling stupa, bound stupa. From where they do that, after having built that, making prayer that, and having made prayer for that, the Buddhism was able to preserve and spread in Tibet and now spread all over the world, and including us, we have to meet with Dharma and make our lives meaningful, we have to practice the basic Lamrim, the Tantra. Due to that, so it's all come from due to that stupa. After having built that family, then those four brothers have made a prayer to that stupa, to that. That and all the holographs there. The including Pamasa Baba's special holy place, Marutika. That's a many holy object there, very amazing holy place. where Pamasa was long like us, where whatever we pray, all your prayers get succeed, all your wishes get succeed. And there's the gurus there, also like offering the same time. in the front of the, if you those who have been in Nepal, then, however you think of that stupa, all of them is whispering stupa about the stupa, and those you remember, we haven't been there. If you remember the picture, then just remember that. All those who've been there, they remember that you're in the front of that stupa. That you're in the front of that stupa, and the, where it's getting, you know, inside of the gate. You're seeing the stupa. then pray. May I be able at last from Guru Devotion of the Enlightenment, Sri Bodhicitta and Kailat in this very lifetime, without delay in a second. A very strong, intense prayer. My prayer may all His Holiness the Lama's holy wishes be succeeded immediately. And have stabilized. may the mainland China's government and people, those who have a power, may they immediately change their mind. They discover the Sinus is essence of all the Buddha's compassion. And able to totally devote to Sinus and do exactly what Sinus wishes. And in mainland China, and all the blessed peoples have freedom to receive teachings from Sinus and enjoy the happiness and Dharma, sunshining, happiness, Dharma, and freedom in their lives. Same male, they give total freedom, but they are able to have their, get back their country, their own country. As possible, and then His Holiness continuously to guide, His Holiness continuously to guide them like before, to have that total freedom. and preserve Dharma, spread Dharma more than before. And so many beings become enlightened and then spread Dharma all over the world and flourish forever in this world. Buddhism becomes stable, flourishing for a long time. In a prayer, urgent prayer also, may the Mitzvah project able to start construct as quick as possible, that delay in a second when the complete apartment is built, and may the Buddha come in and may it be most beneficial to all, able to cause, purify all symptoms in the karma and cause them to create extensive merit and, cause the loving kinds of faith to refuse karma. It's, cause the loving kinds of compassion, but it's in everyone's heart. And then this way, then not only sentiment in this world, all sentiment ever live their life, the perfect enjoyment, peace and happiness, perfect external enjoyment as well as inner prosperity, able to generate realizations apart from enlightenment in everyone's heart. In that way, and then no one has experienced war, famine, disease, torture, poverty, sickness, danger, fire, water, earth, or the domain of experience, any undesirable things. They will provide an external request without an option, whatever, provide all the fundings for all the service to the Sanghas in the East and West, building temples, monasteries, and food, and building all holy objects in all the different parts of the world, as well as social service. Of the different parts of the world, or able to, without any obstacle, able to obtain the funding immediately to all the projects, social service, universal education, so all others. And all the projects of the center, all the needs of the center. And all the centers to be most. May all the projects be substantiated, and all the centers to be most beneficial to all sentiment, able to cause general. Faith in rich karma and the cause of loving kind of compassion, but it's in everyone's heart. And able to spread Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching, the teaching of Lama Tsongkhapa in the hearts of everyone. Every center become wish fulfilling, immediate wish fulfilling towards all sentiments. Pass by their suffering, bring happiness to them. fulfilling all their wishes immediately according to the Dharma. Made universal education be spread all over the world, accepted in the public schools. May everyone who come to learn, may the universal education able to able to say. Cause general loving kinds of open the hearts of the sentient beings in this world. hearts of the sentient beings in this world, open the heart. General loving kinds of compassion, but it's in everyone's heart. And that way they become antidote to all the war, famine, disease, torture, poverty, sicknesses, so, and dangers for four elements. So this becomes an antidote for everything. Stops creating cause of all this death, all these sufferings. May every student who come to learn this, everyone become like generosity, source of all the peace and happiness of all sentient beings, like compassion, Buddha, generosity. Now, all the offerings here, all the offerings in the Epiphany Center of Omba, which is naturally complete, in my room, in the office house, washing all those extensive offerings. daily and perhaps there are some upstairs. We offer, say, towards all the holy objects that which in this world. I maintain the essence with which fan from such. Generating from Sindhim, prostrate to come together towards all the holy objects in this world. So when we offer incense, say when you do offer incense, you can offer incense, you know, but along with the other offerings, you can do that. But when you offer, when you lead. in a later one, when you make the general offering, you can put all the, you know, you can offer, include music and incense, any offering that is offered together, you know, by thinking all the offerings, you know. You know, but when you lead the incense, that, to it. So generally, if you are Gelang fully ordained monk, then it's good to, so that when you lit fire, you need permission. So so in the heart, talk to Buddha, or the permission, then you lit up. So that doesn't slip down, falls. So what is big pile of incense, or just a stick of incense, whichever way, how you become empty, you purify an emptiness and that. So this so however so however similar to similar in the highest lower tantra or the highest tantra, you know, practice. If you have received highest tantra initiation, then you can do that. Like normally how when you bless Paul or when you bless in offering, see, there's a dispelling, purifying, generating, then making it, then becoming inexhaustible. So, so when you bless song, when you bless an offering, see that. the practice blessing often the practice comes end of four outlines. So that I don't need to visualize this incense into nectar. I'm not saying that the incense into nectar. I'm not saying that. So beginning the so. you did Guru Tejas mind the Dharmakaya, so that's to say. I said at the beginning, purifying in this, then to say. I mentioned that. So the. Once Guru Tejas, once Guru Tejas mind, so fill the whole sky, blissful centered, you know, giving eventually incredible bliss. one can offer the gurus, one can immediately offer the gurus, and then all that they made it from, then all the tenderized Buddha Sangha, tenderized statues, Dhruva, scriptures, all that, just immediately offer. After Chari Umahum, then, you know, Umahum, then offer, immediately could offer to say, to Gurus. I mean, that's one thing, that's everything. As I normally mentioned. But I think that Guru Padana Sangha, all the whole of this, and already offered everything. But of course, to create a moment, then groups may feel that all the tenders with Amazon, all the tenders start just to prescribe, you know, and that's it. So, generating pimples, then after incense means, you know, the eliminating the dispelling the odor, you know, the stains, the odor. but here, not just the external order. This is inner order. This is the defilements, inner order. So here, then see, pervaded to all sentient beings. You know, all the hell beings received, covered all the hell beings, the incense, then purified, immediately dispelled, so, purified all the defilements. Actually, as part, you know, becoming enlightened. Then same, the incense, the covered. incense covered all the hungry ghosts, like clouds covered the whole sky or the whole city, like that, covered all the hungry ghosts, that purified all their departments. See, and they will become the deity, the one practice. They visualize that. They need to cover all the animals in, purify all the departments. They won't become enlightened. It purified all, covered all the human beings, purified all the departments. By utilizing path, they will become the deity, the one practice. Then, same thing, so that's the intimate system. also you can expand on that. It healed all the sicknesses. It healed incense covered all the human beings. Incense covered all the place. All the universes, incense covered completely, and purified all the pollutions. You know, all the pollutions of the place. And then the Nagas, all those other beings became healthy, you know, healed all the things, what harm to them by human beings polluting the place. You know, smoking cigarettes and so forth, wrong deeds or whatever done, you know, pollute the place. So they become healthy, healed all their sicknesses, and do that, and then they harm to human beings. Or having polluted the place, then the same time as people in the country, they get sick. So, and then do that, all the human beings, they are also healed, all their sicknesses, you know, they are healed. So when we light the incense, you can use for healing. You know, you discover all sentient beings, purify and defilements, the sicknesses, and then environment, pollution, the environment, and all those other beings also, the sicknesses, they're healed. So can use like that. So it's very, very good. So when we ring the bell, when you lit when you particularly, I say when you lead incense, so they have to, at that time, the meditation is what a huge amount of incense, the, you know, big piles of the incense plants or, you know, often stick incense or whatever called it. So, you know, can include like SARS or any contagious disease. So, that was, so those are to do in the contagious disease related with Naga, other beings, you know. there's, I'm not sure what I can say, every sickness related with spirits, you know, other beings, but most spirits, most sicknesses, it's always, what the doctors clinically, what the doctors explain, which is only external condition. even it's true, but that's only external condition. they never talk about the mind, you know, which is the main cause. That never come out, the negative emotional thoughts, the actions. So that's the main cause. Then due to that, then there's other beings who condition. so that's why these pujas, why these pujas, Buddha taught, Buddha explained, Naga pujas and pujas for different beings dealing with them who cause different things, you know, paralysis, the sa, and, you know, caused by spirit called sa, upper being, you know, and there's landlords, so there's many different types of non-human being, other types of being spirits like that. So by reciting the mantra of those like Hayagriva, Vajrapani, by doing those practices, that such as Vajrapani, by reciting visualization, purifying the karma, the sicknesses, reciting mantra, why it's able to cure cancer, it's because cancer, why Vajrapani is against, say, Vajrapani Hayagriva Garuda. So Vajrapani above this horse head, then Garuda. So Vajrapani is against the upper spirit, so then the horse head on top, an antidote to Naga's landlord, those hounds. Then the Vajrapani the Garuda, the Hayagriva, having horse head on top, against the spirit king, and then the having Garuda on top, then against to Garuda deity on the top, not the Garuda ultimate bird, but the deity in that form against the Naga. Because you see, even I think where house where I was staying, where in America, after house, so down from after house you come down where you know where I stay or where I live, whatever it's called. So coming down from the house, then where there's car road, main car road, you know, from the house coming down, where it meets the main car road. So there, last year, I think, there's one spot. So 2 days, I think maybe a few times, I'm sure might be happening other times. There was snake, but there was eagle, you know. I think I heard that same thing happened today, and the next day also happened. I heard that might be happening other times because I haven't heard it. So snake, there's eagle and the snake. They are so fighting each other, you see. So that's some of that, some of that sport seems maybe happening sometimes. So the day, you see, there, the eagle is enemy to snake, the naga, you see. So I think what happened was Buddha's method, skilled means, you see. So to stop the protective sentient beings from naga's harm, then Buddha manifests into Garuda. You see, the skill, the manifest, take the aspect of Garuda. You know, there's a, so there's a black Garuda, mixture, white and black, you know, the mixture Garuda deity, black Garuda deity. There's also five, signifying five, you see, the five Dhyana Buddha, five times Buddha. There's a five, you know, five color, five different colored Garuda. When you visualize these, there's a Vajrapani is out in the secret. So when you do Lama Tsongkhapa meditation, the very secret one, the Guru Yoga. So there, yeah, involves visualizing the three types. After in the secret jealousy, after in the secret mantra, after in the secret Vajrapani. So in the Vajrapani, Tumbu Chuma, so the Vajrapani, in the Vajrapani, has five Garuda, in two times. So it signifies five types of Buddha. So because it, normally Garuda, you know, normal, the ordinary Garuda, I think it's eat snacks. So, so against that, you see, so Buddha manifests into those, that in form of Garuda, to say, protect the sentiments from the sicknesses caused by Naga. But of course, ultimately, to bring to enlightenment, to purify defilements and bring, so say, so anyway, so why this practices, anyway, why those pujas, practice, meditation practices, done to different spirits, different beings, you see, why it works if something very short, something very simple, short puja, why it works, you know, able to heal people, sicknesses, and, because it deals with that, those spirits, those different beings who are conditioned for that sickness. So therefore, even though we don't see with the eyes, but why this puja works is because that's proof that they exist. So as the text explains, meditation explains, these spirits is there, you see, then making charity and then giving them dharma to not harm others, practice general bodhicitta, you know, things like that. Or sometimes maybe wrathful to chasten them. things like that. So anyway, So most of the sicknesses has best some there's also other beings and there's external beings that who become conditioned, you know, for these sicknesses. So that the proof of that existing is because this meditation, this mantras of different deities, this pujas, you know, it works. It will heal. So that's the proof. The there is a story of there's a story of incense offering from Padmasambhava. I think maybe during Sonzen Gambo, his Sonzen Gambo's wife, you know, Prince, the Queen. Sonzen Gambo was king, and Dharma king to actually said. And then she had a relationship with somebody. Then got baby. The baby was buried in the ground. So then the king, she was so sick, and then the king got very unhealthy, not clear mind, very polluted. And then so many people in that in the whole area, so many people were sick. So everybody, people who did more observations, people who do involving, you know, spirits or those worldly projectors, whatever, in the medium, you know, they ask. And then everybody said pollution, but didn't know how it happened exactly. Somehow, I remember the story very clearly, but it went, somehow it happened to explain to Padmasambhava. explained everything, how it happened. And then maybe the queen, you know, approached to Padmasambhava. So the queen said she dare not mention to the king because although she'll be killed, otherwise she was afraid she might be killed or something. She by explaining the situation what happened. So anyway, I think maybe ask Padmasambhava about, you know, king's health or something like that. Anyway, so the queen told, explained to Padmasambhava. I don't know what Padmasambhava explained what happened. Anyway, so Padmasambhava advised the king to come early morning tomorrow on the hill Samye, in Tibet Samye Monastery. So there's a very high hill called Hepuri. So I asked Padmasambhava asked the king to come, maybe the whole family, tomorrow early morning, when sun rises, come on that hill, Hepuri, the name of the mountain, Hepuri. So asked to collect many incense, many different types of incense, a plant. So these different plants, is some for Naga, some did what Naga they like. So something that which helps each different being, see, many different incense plants. Then there's next early morning, Padmasambhava on the Hepuri mountain, then did Padmasambhava did incense puja. Then after that, king completely got healed. And then after that, the queen completely got better. Also, she was very, very sick. Then all the people in the area, everybody got healed by doing the incense puja. So I had that text. I did use that one of the times. So like that. But see, this instance that the different things that I like. See, so that. Then I think King must explain, the Pemasa must explain King that don't punish her or say, you know, forgiveness, whatever. So anyway, so can use meditation, not only offering, but after offering you can use as healing, like that meditation. If you chant the mantra om bemu ush bemu ushnisha bemu om bemu ush us ushnish ushnika bemu ushnisha om bemu ushnisha bimale humpe. If you recite this mantra then you blow up the incense stick or powder, then you lit, it becomes a healing, you know, to heal sicknesses. So if you chant a lot of this mantra, you know, many malas this mantra, then you blow up the powder, incense or sticks you blow, then it blasts the power. So if you lit that, then it becomes sour, you see. It heals sicknesses. But you chant this mantra, and then you blow over. You blow when you wear dress. When you wear dress, when you're dressing up, if you recite this mantra, you blow on your dress you wear, then you become purification, purifying the karma when you dress up. And you chant this mantra on the blow of the incense, you. You put your dress, you see, on over the incense. You put your dress over the incense, and then you go to see people, request, you know. Ask for help, whatever. So it helps for success. So one can use this mantra in many ways. It's unbelievable powerful. Even the fully ordained monk broke root vows, born already held in them. But if you chant this mantra, it will liberate. So very, very powerful. can use for healing if you chant. If you bless the incense with this bamo, you know, no question, you can chant. You can chant other mantras for purification. Chant mantras with the mantra. you can do visualization medicine as a medicine but a blessing the incense or medicine whatever it is. my strong request to bless the do the visualization blessing then chant mantra then see how can you use for healing like that. healings, purifications, all of that. So the bell. Remember what I mentioned before. So when you're making a bell, particularly that offering, by ringing the bell, when you're making that, you see, particularly that offering in there, same, you do offer You see, starting from guru, everything. And if you finish all that, then you ring the bell. Then all the hell beings, they heard the sound of the bell, they realized the emptiness. Because the sound of bells signify wisdom emptiness. So sound means no phenomena has inherent existence. The phenomena are empty of all the phenomena are empty of true existence. So therefore, after finishing making offering, then you how you can use the true liberation in the means that urging the bell, then all the helpings heard that the sound of the bell and that they realized emptiness. And direct perception and emptiness, the wisdom, see, directly seeing emptiness, ceased. Then, also with the bodhicitta, method, part of method, then ceased the defilement, grow subtle, then become enlightened. Then, then all the present beings, they heard the sound of that. They all realized emptiness. They cease the gross subtle development. Then all the animals they heard sound bell, they realized emptiness. That's it. Cease to defilement and become enlightened. So same thing. Hearing the bell, all the human beings they heard sound bell, realized emptiness, caused realized. Same Buddhist, cease the development. So, when we, particularly when we make offering bell, ringing bell, gong, or say bell, something like that. When one is making offering one by one, when you are alone, making offering one by one. So can do like that. what is gong or what is bell? So it's good. So finish that. Then everything, all the departments, they come out as pure ones. By confession. Your mental can become completely pure. There's lots of difference, past, all the past. I made this correct from beginning to birth, now, which is the current future. But without merit, there's no happiness at all. No success, nothing you can do. So the merit is so precious. All the past, present, present, so precious. So how, how happy I am, or you say how wonderful it is. So repeat all over. Generate happiness again and again. which was all the sentiments, the past, present, which matters, where they get all the temporary ultimate of the enlightenment for so much happiness. So how wonderful is it? And at the same time, aware in the mind, that the tea time it is, it was so precious. How wonderful it is, over and over again. Now the Bodhisattvas, Buddhas, not Buddhas, Buddhas. Already you have rejoiced with including among the sentient beings. But to collect more merit than we, because they collect every second in limited Kashmir, so we do again, you know, Bodhisattvas, Buddhas. All the past merit, present, future merit. How wonderful it is, how wonderful it is, how wonderful it is, how wonderful it is. And present merit, future merits. Bodhisattvas, they use their merit to benefit, only to benefit us in the means to come to the path for us. To achieve enlightenment, to be able to the perfect world was us. Yes. Same with Buddha. Merit to benefit us. At the end, this then, it is said in the and Lamrim teaching and all the text is its advice. it's not saying that may I become dim, it means may I collect extensive merit like they collect, you know, like they collect and the sentient beings collect, you know, sentient beings collect. Like they collect particular the Bodhisattvas. Then Buddha, may I able to collect that much merit for the benefit of each sentient being? You know, how much merit every sentient being, each and every single sentient collect merit, particularly the Bodhisattva, then non sentient being Buddha, the enlightened beings. See how much correct me. So may I able to correct that for the benefit of each, for the benefit of each and every single member. At the end. Then finish and then that is part and that. Often Dharma Chakra, golden beautiful golden of the beautiful golden throne, which were decorated with double bars in hand, double bars in front, and then rest at the external line of and that's one of the Dharma Chakra, thousand spoke retreating one, not to turn them. It is mentioned in the Lamrim teachings, the liberation palm. I missed out. So Brahma, one visual was of Brahma, and then holding Dharma Chakra, offering Dharma Chakra, requesting to turn Dharma. That is because Buddha, even after achieved enlightenment, didn't turn Dharma well immediately, because there was nobody requested. So then, after Brahma, Deva, the Brahma, with Dharma Chakra, offered to, requested Buddha to turn Dharma well, then Buddha started to turn Dharma well. So because, sort of auspicious from that. So then you realize Brahma, three faces, I dedicate merits. Teaching Latin, what's in the name? Short enough. Short enough. Flushing beauty, Jersey, man, was almost a loving genius, dead and bad. Sanjeshin do me de hua ye do gananda javarai yo. In brief, there's the goal of the golden earth, golden base. Four continents, as it is mentioned in prayer, before ordinary, then next you see become pure land. So you visualize pure land whichever you wish, whichever pure land you want to be born, so you visualize that. Then you see, you can think that sentient beings, sentient beings are born there, you see, receiving teachings from the and from the Buddha. So if the Vajrayana, Amitabha, so receiving, then they become enlightened, and something like that. Yes. the Mount Meru, the back side is the ruby, and the front is the jewel, the silver, and then other side, the your left side is the here, this one is a Bindubiya. So one doctor said lapis lazuli is not correct translation. The lapis lazuli is in Tibetan is called moon something, moon stone. Yeah, lapis lazuli. So anyway, he said Bindubiya is not translation. Bindubiya is not an absolute. He said that it's a sapphire or some. not sure. Anyway, he said he only saw one time in his life something blue, but very clear and sort of rigid or very specific. Very clear blue. So not those ones like the mala in blue. So inside there's something, you know, white or sometimes yellow, like gold or silver. Not those. Bindubiya is not that. So I've been believing that's a Bindubiya for a long time. So this is very clear, radiating, very like very deep, so very clear blue. So Tibetan Bindubiya, so there's a sapphire, I'm not sure what. Sounds like maybe sapphire or something, but so then your right side is gold. So four levels, one for four levels into the ocean, then put up up there, and then the desire element is on the top, deva realm, or the celestial element, all the world, you know, with all the world, there was, you know, then the human, you know, all the human being, all the world, so that, so anyway, so it's become pure land already, so. Then, the sun, numberless sun, not just one sun, numberless sun. You see, in the space, the numberless sun. So one way is a light offering to the merit field, but the other one is the essence of the sun is the wisdom, all the power of wisdom. So generated power of wisdom in the hearts of all sentient beings. So individual is not just one sun, numberless. Then it's the moon, the other side of the moon. also become light offering to the marriage field. At the same time, the essence part of the method. So, so again, it causes sentient beings, you know, to actualize the path method, complete path method. So then, the end of my there's the umbrella, umbrella. Not just one umbrella, numberless umbrella. Not the ordinary umbrella. When the rain we put, not a beach umbrella. Better than that. Better than that. So like you see in the HSB science, or however you see, it should, one should be like the richest possible. As rich material as possible, that how you might see the diamond in the handle. that's not how it says, so maybe before diamond, I think the ruby or something. However, visualize which ground and jewel. in the nail, maybe in the nail, I can say green one thing. different texts. However, Nepal and Pichara Ushik. Ushikran the Jew. So the main point is to collect more merit. So, so extremely beautiful. So the yellow, so I mean the most expensive squinting banner. Then there's a pearls, pearl malas around in the tower. That's it. There's a, you know, half circle round or hanging. that very beautiful. like you see Tanga, in the Tanga zone above the Buddha, sometimes they draw umbrella. So however, most people what you think of are rich. So the pearls from the pearls, nectar dripping, and purify the sentiments. the maybe it was suffering hot or cool nectar. However, nectar, you know, dripping from the pearls and purify the sentiments. That and then also, I think the Dharma, I think Dharma sound coming from, you know, teachings coming from the pearl, something like that. I think. So, umbrellas too. Protect the sentiment from the tormented by hot, you know, by heat, by hot substance. Protect it. However, essence is the qualities of the umbrella, the essence is quality of cessation of all the departments. So numberless, not just one umbrella, but numberless. You visualize one, then you think that numberless offer. So mental offering, the minute you visualize, must offer immediately while you have the visualization. Otherwise, there's nothing at the end. See, there's nothing there at the end when you finish the prayer. So as soon as you visualize offer, so then banner can visualize the normal banner. So which is curved, the three-pointed flags curved, which is a animal signs. Three animal signs, the two against the animal, enemy each other, you see, the body something else, head something else, so put together. So this is to bring harmonious that's also called banner. However, the essence of banner, which is because the essence of banner is that qualities of yes, perfect quality of cessation before, now perfect quality of realization from guru to person up to mother. So numberless banner. So you offer 2 minutes. The minute when you're visualized, offer 2 minutes. So that. So this is a brief, the very essence, very brief, for sure, short mandala. The seven hips, then I say, on each atom to elaborate, to collect moment on each atom, say, numberless one cell, on each atom of the whole entire universe, numberless one cell of mandala. That's one thing. From each atom of the universe, you know, a beam is emitted, and then and on top of, tip of each one, that you are self, see, on the tip of the beam, then carrying the mandala. On each tip of beams emitted from the, each atom of the universe, then the whole entire mandala. carries. Then from those atoms of those mandalas, which is the entire universe, then beams emitted, and then again each one carries the mandala. So that whole sky filled, whole sky filled the mandala, the limitless sky is filled the mandala. So, can think both, or can, however, main point is as many as possible to visualize, you see. So main point is to collect the most many as possible. Okay. Due to some merit having of mandala to the merit field, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, the merit field, may I say that I have met with the Dharma this time, that I have met the Peerless Founder, the teaching of the Peerless Founder, and that I met this time is by your kindness. By this merit, may all the sentient beings also meet the Supreme Guide, the teaching of you, the Supreme Guide. Then next one, that you numberless eons, you have trained your mind with compassion for sentient beings. and then sacrifice also body, family, possessions, and numberless times, and bear hardships. Giving up and bear hardships. numberless times to complete path to enlightenment. So may I bring all sentient beings also in this path, in this understanding path, and pass them to achieve enlightenment as good as possible. So let me make this prayer. Yedam guru rana mandala dunne yantaya. So these two prayers, normally these two prayers, when we see Guru Shakyamuni Buddha statue, and Rishikamuni Buddha's statue or paintings. of course, much of the time when I offer the the incense to the different holy objects around. So this in front of Buddha, this is what I pray. By holding incense with a mudra prostration like this in the holy incense. Then I offer prostrate not just Shakyamuni Buddha, but there's all the group down, Sangha, everything, see, all the temple holy objects. And then make this prayer. Make this dedication. So it's good to when we see Buddha statue to make this prayer. So, it's very good. It reminds Buddha's reminds Buddha's life story that how Buddha himself sacrificed to us sentient beings. To yourself, how Buddha sacrificed his life to you for three countless eons. Sacrificed his life, his family, wealth, numberless, for three countless great eons. So I see, and to be able to complete path and to so that to rebuild Dharma, to rebuild path to you, to oneself, and so that Да,